quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
Welcome to the JJC podcast. I love the theme song, right? And I was thinking, man, I love this song. It gets me pumped. And I wish my team played like the theme song of this podcast. Because if it did, we would win a lot. Because when you hear that doom, 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 it make you like, all right, we ready to go. But when you watch this team the past two seasons, it did not look like they were ready to go. Hi, my name is Andre Moultrie with the JJC Podcast, and today's topic will be Doug Peterson. I don't know how much or how well or how much better they could have nailed this hire. The only way they could have nailed this is if they would have gotten Byron Leftwich or Kevin O'Connell, one of McVay's boys. McVay's boys be winning. They're all winning. One of his boys is playing him in the Super Bowl. They're winning. Everybody that's under McVay get good-ass jobs and win. Or Kellen Moore with the Cowboys. They could have went young and went with the next best head coach, the future, per se. But with those guys, you do not know if they're going to be successful or not. Yes, they're great coordinators. But the type of job that this is, the Jacksonville Jaguars, you're going to need a guy, you're going to need a grown-up, you're going to need a guy that has done it before and has successfully rebuilt a team. Insert Doug Peterson. Great hire. Excellent hire. They knocked this hire out the park. A plus 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 plus. I'm done talking about Trent Baalke. I'm done with it. I know we were on the fire Trent Baalke train. It's over now. Quite honestly, Shad and Trent got this right. Last offseason, they hired Urban Meyer. And my thoughts were, Shad, what are you thinking? You got the next generation's quarterback. And you hire a college coach that hasn't coached in years to lead this franchise that has tons of dysfunction? Come on now. Nope. He corrected that wrong with this one. Doug Peterson, excellent hire. He's already rebuilt a program before. He's already done that. He knows how to adjust on the fly. He's done that. Super Bowl 2017, he won with the backup quarterback. When his star quarterback and MVP candidate Carson Wentz went down. First of all, Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate under him. And everybody will say, oh, it's Frank Wright and this, that, and the third. Did you see what Frank Wright did with him this year with the Colts? Did you see what our Jags did to him? That's what Frank Wright did with him as the head coach. Doug Peterson, what he did with Carson Wentz was an MVP candidate. That's what he did. Put some more love and put some more respect on Dougie P's name. The guy has won the Super Bowl. He knows how to adjust. He's consistent. And he was a former quarterback in the NFL. I have talked about this, and I talked about this when they hired Urban Meyer. I would have preferred someone that has played or have experience in the NFL to coach Trevor Lawrence. I do not need my head coach learning with the quarterback. No, I need my coach to be a coach, and I need him to bring out and guide Trevor Lawrence. Why did it seem that after the end of last season, that it felt like Trevor Lawrence was the grown-up and Urban Meyer was not? I felt like Trevor Lawrence had to answer for his coach, and it should have been the other way around. Insert grown-up Doug Peterson. You ain't gonna have to answer for him. Not one bit. Former NFL quarterback was under Andy Reid. You know what that means. We're running the West Coast. We're going to run the West Coast. Not only that, he already knows the strengths and weaknesses of Trevor Lawrence. He watched the tape, probably. He's watched this tape before he took this job and said, why are they doing that? Why didn't they do this? If Trevor Lawrence does this, this will be successful here. This is a match made in heaven. Trevor Lawrence was done right with this hire. They corrected a wrong, and I'm glad they corrected a wrong and not 3 years down the line. This is an important year for Trevor Lawrence. I watched this entire playoffs. The AFC is going to be hell to get through. You got Patrick Mahomes. You have Josh Allen. You have Joe Burrow. You have Justin Herbert. You have Lamar Jackson. Did I mention Patrick Mahomes in there? If I did, it's six. If I did, it's five. Trevor Lawrence is in their ballpark. He was chosen as the guy, the next Peyton Manning, the next can't miss. He's in that top seven. And they picked a coach that can bring that out of him. Excellent. I'm expecting big things next year. I'm not expecting playoffs. I'm not expecting that. But I'm expecting our offense to be light years better than last year. When you've only scored over 25 points one time the entire season with the next generation's quarterback, that's unacceptable. This team has weapons. Now, we're going to see what they do in free agency. They already have running back down pack. Actually, their running back department is exactly what Doug Peterson needs. He probably will add one more running back because both of them are going to be coming off an injury. They have a tight end. Now, I'm going to go with players that will benefit from Doug Peterson. Dan Arnold is one of them. Did anybody see how Zach Ertz evolved under Doug Peterson? He exploded. Doug Peterson got the ball to Zach Ertz. The West Coast loves its tight end. Andy Reid's system loves its tight end. Ask Travis Kelce. He was a third round pick. Dan Arnold is similar in size. Dan Arnold is a little bit taller. He's a little bit taller. He's not as fast as Zach Ertz, per se. I don't have a 40 time on him. But he's a 6'6". Dan Arnold, 6'6", can catch the ball and can move pretty well. He can move pretty well, and he's not a bad blocker. They hit this out the park. Dan Arnold's going to be amazing next year. Now, Trevor Lawrence, as all the things I just mentioned. Travis Etienne, his ability to line up outside and catch the ball out the backfield as well, and his speed, once he comes back, Doug Peterson is going to utilize that, not to mention his relationship and familiarity with Trevor Lawrence. They knocked this out the park. They got a grown-up in the building now. You don't have to worry about your coach not getting on the plane and doing whatever he wanted to do. You don't have to worry about that. We have a grown-up in the building. And I'm proud of Shad Khan and Trent Baalke getting this right. We may not like them right now, and it's okay. It's okay to not like them right now. But if you can't be a hater and look at this and be like, they got this wrong. Unless you just was on Byron Leftwich from the start. And I was one of those people. I love Byron Leftwich, and I would have loved him to get the job. And I was a big Pep Hamilton guy, and this guy's not even considered for any head coaching job. But I believe that he should be considered for a head coaching job. Quite honestly, I don't know if he's a coordinator anywhere, but let's say Dougie P hires him. Ching, ching. They got two right. But it's okay. They got this right. You got to get it right once. And I believe this is the one time they got it right. I watched the introduction press conference for Doug Peterson, a.k.a. Ice Cream Man. I do like the fact that the players drove down to see their brand new head coach. He is a player's coach. That is a plus. What's crazy is the one successful season that we had a player's coach in Doug Marrone. Dang, Doug Marrone, Dougie P, Doug Peterson, Doug Marrone. Ooh. Why can't we? Why can't we get a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? Doug Peterson has done it before. Why can't we? We could do that. But these are some of the takeaways that I got from his press conference on Saturday. Number one, the Jaguars media, the local media, is as tired as the fans with this BS mess that the Jaguars is doing. They were going after Shad and Trent like a motherfucker, and I loved it. They asked the hard questions. The media gets an A++++++. They did an excellent job in Saturday's press conference. I want to give a shout out to all of them. They all asked great questions. There were no bullshit, dumbass questions. And sometimes I get on the media because I'm like, why won't they ask this? Why won't they ask this? No. The media, the local media, they asked that damn question. And you could tell that Shad didn't want to answer it. Trent was a little annoyed by it. Dougie P understood it and he answered. Number two. Shad Khan bet not fuck this up. Do not fuck this up. You got your guy. Now get the fuck out the way. You got your guy. Get out the way. The one issue that Doug Peterson had in Philadelphia is that his owner, Lurie, was very involved in drafting and constantly undermining Doug Peterson, along with rumors of Jim Schwartz as well. And that just wore on Doug Peterson. A guy that, quite frankly, probably wanted certain players that he couldn't get because the owner wanted them. And then the fact that he didn't have very much coaching experience and Jim Schwartz did, Jim Schwartz probably felt like he should have the job. And Dougie P don't know what he's doing. Well, he ain't got to worry about that here. It's his show. I heard Shad Khan saying, I heard him at the press conference say, we are going to get players that Doug wants, which lets me know Doug Peterson's going to have a say on this roster. And that's excellent because he's probably always wanted that chance and never really got much because of how the Eagles organization was run during that time. And he gets that chance. And I'm excited for it. That was another one of my takeaways. He will get his guys. They couldn't have done anything wrong with this. This roster, I'm expecting this rebuild to happen fairly quickly. And here's why. You got certain pieces already here. They're going to have to work on the defense. We need to see what the coaching staff is for Doug Peterson. After that, we'll have more clarity of where and what direction he may want to go with this team. He also has the number one pick. What does he want to do with that? We also have question marks as Cam Robinson, Jawan Taylor. What do they do with Jawan Taylor? He has struggled. He has struggled. Cam Robinson had his best year as a pro this year. But Cam Robinson, they're going to have a decision to make with that. Also with a number of free agents. DJ Chark, what are they going to do with him? I know people was talking about, oh, he unfollowed the Jaguars, took the Jaguars out of his bio on Instagram. What are they going to do with him? A number of questions that Doug Peterson will have to answer with Trent Baalke, Shad Khan. I think they hit this higher out the park. I am expecting at least 6 wins this year. And I know that people are like, wait, that's a lot. No, it's not a lot. You have cap room. You have a grown man at head coach that has been successful. You already have your franchise quarterback. This is the year I want to see Trevor Lawrence mentioned with the 6 names that I mentioned in this podcast. That is what I want to see from Trevor Lawrence. Last year, you can see it a little bit, but you can tell the miscommunication between the coach and staff fucked up his rookie year, which is fucked up because the national media knows Trevor Lawrence is there, but they can't talk about him in the likes of the other guys because we have been dysfunctional. But it's tons of potential here with this team. And I think Doug Peterson is the right guy to bring it out. They have the cap room to get the guys they want. They have the number one pick. We won 3 games last year with this roster. It's no surprise, or it shouldn't be, that we should at least win 6 games. It should be. No problem with that. That is it for this episode of the JJC Podcast. When you get a chance, check out the website at www.JacksonvilleJaguarsCountry.com, #JagsCountry. Jaguars Country on social media and Facebook. And if you want some merch, check out www.JJCPodcast.com to pick up a shirt, a jacket, a phone case. And thank you again. I want to thank all of the listeners that take time out of their day to listen to me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. No, from the top of my heart, because that's where the blood pumps, I believe. Somebody will correct me with this shit. Also, if you're listening to the podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, whatever you're listening to, please give us a rating. Rate us. Tell me what you think. And have a wonderful week.